The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Oh, for show, here with the music flow, bringing you all the feels that R&B reveals and heals. This is the breakdown and buzz of rhythm and blues from college students' views. Welcome back to the next episode, episode 3, SZA Has Our Hearts, part 2. Let's recap on last week's episode on SZA's album Control. The album Control paved the way for more fans and listeners to devour the lyrical intellect that is intertwined and interconnected with ourselves in these songs she had already released back in 2017. Yet, we were still waiting for more from the amazingly new artist introduced to us, SZA. We itched our ears to tune out to only listen to SZA's unorthodox sound in many features in popular tunes, like Just Us with DJ Khaled. Kiss Me More with Doja Cat. All the Stars with Kendrick Lamar. What Lovers Do with Maroon 5. And I Do with Cardi B. Five years later. In December 2022, SOS, SZA's sophomore album, her most unisex album, was released. This album had 23 songs with creative lyrical rhythm to unique and unexpected sounds that made you want to rethink, is this possible? Wow, who's SZA? Do we even know who she is? I only say and acknowledge this because SZA incorporates her talents in other blends of genres, like hip-hop, rock, and very much alternative music. And all these songs slap. In my opinion, each song creates its own separate world and aura of what SZA is going through. So it seems that we are vicariously living through her when we listen to her music. Since she is one of my favorite artists to listen to, I have gained the appreciation of her music and sound. Here is why young people like myself love her. Let's reinstate the value of SZA's audience. Considering many of the Generation Z and Millennials are on social media nowadays, maybe these stats paint a bigger picture of many people SZA reaches by what she does online and through her music. The only and first social media app that I will be talking about is Instagram, and SZA's activity on Instagram and her status as well. On Instagram, SZA has 16 million followers, 178 million likes, 3.11 billion views on her page. On a streaming app such as Spotify, SZA has many statistics. Here, I'll talk to you about them. Her current monthly listeners are 68.5 4 million listeners, 9.37 million daily listeners, 11.5 million followers, and SZA is streamed in 173 cities and 74 countries. These stats can create an enormous fan base from where you are listening and when you listen. So keep listening, because it will be on replay. So let's tune in on tracks in the SOS album. Although this album has 23 very eclectic songs, here are my three top songs on the album that many young ears can relate to. Let's listen to the art and why the bees is so relevant. Kill Bill. Kill Bill was the second track on the SOS album. Kill Bill is a revenge and reminisce moment for SZA's past relationship for her ex-lover moving on when she wasn't ready to move on herself. This is the most streamed song on the album besides the previously released songs Good Days and I Hate You. This specific song, Kill Bill, was a very popular TikTok sound, especially for makeover transitions. For young users on TikTok or trend makers, they would use this sound as a transition sound from them looking raw, natural, and ugly to makeover, pretty, girly looks, sexy, dramatic looks. Kill Bill enters an unwelcomed but necessary place for many positions people are in with love and heartbreak. SZA revives this tribulation with her haunting obsession with old love. She can't ignore it because she is so stubborn. So she let her mind, pen and paper, do its due diligence and made Kill Bill. Why do people stream to this song particularly? SZA's big reference to the film Kill Bill. SZA envisions herself putting her ex-lover and his new girlfriend on a hit list because he has moved on. This brings the spotlight that your own stubbornness can lead you to danger and unhappiness, which many people are fondly reminded of in this catchy and well-put tune. I feel young people relate to this song because they've been there before. They've been in a position where someone that they loved moved on while they were still trying to rekindle and reconnect and fix the relationship while things were left unsaid, which they wanted to make something more of it. Snooze. The next song is the eighth song on the album called Snooze. Snooze becomes a soothing ballad that will later become a sing-along for karaoke in the car with your friends. SZA's vulnerability confesses the love in moments with her lover and not missing any action or never finding everlasting feeling that can't snooze, that she cannot pause. We already knew this about SZA. She will always sweep us off our feet with airy, heartfelt, sincere ballads with songs like Snooze. The song title is exceptional and immaculate regarding the fact that young generations quite literally experience fear of missing out and tend to snooze their alarms on important tasks in their daily lives, rather than putting love as a priority and emotional needs as a priority, rather than something that's way too important to snooze on. Smoking on my X-Pack. Smoking on my X-Pack is an honest and unexpected lyrical aggressive therapeutic session for SZA. Just like the first track, SOS, she punches this intro of the song with a rapping combination of stating what's true and what's not on what's said about her. SZA's brutally honesty and her being blunt claims her unapologeticness about herself. This is one of the songs that throws a curveball to many people because we didn't know she could rap and spit bars like that. It's creatively crazy. She's versatile and eclectic. It was shockingly amazing. Smoking on my X-Pack reveals a reflection in a head rush. In this mirror moment, when SZA establishes a familiar wariness she has dealt with in Control, she once again deals with the same emotional exhaustion now. She's burnt out, hence the name of the song. Very exquisite and well played song title. Throughout the song, she describes the rekindleship her ex-love attempts, but she responds with a diss full of anger on disputes with many triggering comments and opinions about her and her music. This trickles down into the ashes of addressing what's been eating at her away in the SOS album. We find ourselves stuck in a heartache loop that tortures our emotional stability in SZA's songs like this. This is why we love SZA. She makes it so easy. It's an instant connection with her song, melody, and constant adulation on why her audience is so obsessed and adore her raw, authentic, real music. This whole SOS album was a different side of SZA. She explains in several interviews that this was the album to talk her shit, meaning she was gonna respond to those comments. She was gonna respond to whatever people were saying about her, all the regret and emotions she felt in certain relationships with lovers, her ex-lovers, and how she almost found a way to love herself within a relationship, but she was so dependent on finding a relationship and not loving herself. So she came into realization that she needs to find herself, and that became the goal within this SOS album. You can feel her anger, sadness, regretfulness, the urge to love someone but can't throughout this whole album. There are many questions to think about when dissecting SZA's album, but is she talking about lust and love, or either or? Speaking of lust and love, there's another artist that reminds me of that, and her name is Money Long.